All right, here we are. We're live through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, and I thank all those people that are joining us over the internet. So this is a simulcast. Every time you hear a ding, then somebody else joins in on the conference line. And I welcome the next person. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don.
Good evening, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don.
Hi. Is that Joel?
Good evening, Don.
Hi. Kind of blizzardy here in the Cleveland area today.
Wow. I can't bet you.
We had that in Michigan here last night.
How much snow did you guys get there?
8 inches.
Oh, okay. Detroit's had, like, I don't know, a lot of snow this year.
Yeah, we have.
And welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Susan in Delaware.
Good evening, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Susan.
And the next person, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to. And the next one, thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Michelle in Cambria, California.
Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, hi. This is Terry.
Good evening, Terry. How are you doing, sister?
Good. We're in Los Angeles.
In L.A. still. All right.
Yes. We're going to take the train back tomorrow.
Oh, you're with the train. All right. All right. Have a safe trip. Enjoy.
Hi, Terry.
Thank you. Hi.
Good evening.
A train from
evening,
what? Los
Terry.
Angeles to Sedona?
Flagstaff.
Oh, Flagstaff. Okay.
All right.
And then how are you going to get back to Sedona? Bus?
We left our car and flashed
oh.
up.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I think we had another person join in. I welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cleo from Connecticut.
Hi, Cleo. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
For being here. I welcome the next person. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi. Edna.
Guten Abend, Edda.
Guten Abend.
Thank you for being here. And more people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Percy, North Carolina.
Hello, Percy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right. So, in the meantime, we are past 6 o'clock. We're still waiting for Wynn.
Wynn will be right here.
All right. All right, so tonight we have the question and answer call. As you all know, you can submit questions online or email. We had 2 more people join in. I welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil Sea Serpent from Seattle.
Hi, Cecil. Good evening to you. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And somebody else was here. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location. Good, only if you want to. We welcome you. And so let me see, in case you have, I have no idea if we have many questions tonight already. And else, you can send a question, email a question to intelligent-infinity.com. I'll give it one more time in case you have a question. Questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And we look forward to receive your question.
I didn't see an email.
If you have a Wynn's email on your notebook or something, you just tap. That address is usually on there on the Wednesday call. If you just tap it.
I didn't see an email this time.
I didn't even look today.
I didn't see one either.
Julia.
Yes?
In San Diego. You know you're making noise?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Just want to bring it to your attention.
How can you tell who's making noise?
I have a little, what do you call it, a dashboard that I can see the phone lines
you
come
can see
in.
Which, you can see which one's making noise?
Yeah.
Yeah, how can you tell that?
Sounds kind of snoopy.
No, well, you have
NSA.
The mute lines in there. So, yeah.
How can you tell?
It has an indicator.
And yes.
Okay.
Because, like in this case, all of a sudden the noise stops. So that's kind of nice. Thank you, Julia.
Oh, you are so exciting.
I welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Good evening to you. How are you doing?
Good. Doing good. How about you?
Doing great, man. Thank you.
How's the South by Southwest conference going?
That's a question to Roger?
Yeah. Austin, aren't they having a big music festival right now?
Southwest. Going strong.
Yep.
What kind of music festival?
It's one of the biggest ones in the country, maybe the biggest.
Really?
Music festival. No, it's in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, but what kind of music, though?
All kinds of music. Live music.
Oh. Like a Woodstock
concert?
Yeah,
we got about 2,000 visiting musicians in town.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, you could Google it if you want to learn more about it.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Abby in California.
And I'm sorry, what's your name in California?
Abby. Abby.
Welcome to the call.
Are you a first-time caller, Abby?
No.
No? Okay, welcome.
You're welcome.
Let's see, Wynn's email just popped up. Was sent nearly half an hour ago.
All right. We had somebody else.
Hello.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello.
Hi, Wynn.
Good afternoon.
We're all here waiting for you, Wynn.
Yeah.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sarah, you're not ready, are you?
I'm never ready.
Terry is a never-ready battery.
But always doing it.
Okay. Let's see if we got any last-minute questions.
Your line is not so clear, Wynn.
Is that better now?
You need to keep talking for a bit.
Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on 1 second. We have a background noise somewhere. Who is it coming from?
Is it coming from me?
It's an echo.
This conference is being recorded.
Probably, Terry?
Yeah.
You should probably mute yourself.
Okay. I'll mute myself. But I don't know if I can mute myself during the call.
You know what? Mute yourself using your headset, okay? A little button on the white headset. You know that button. You know the button? Yeah.
Want to start over the recording, Wynn?
Talk now. Let's see.
Okay.
No, we don't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Now we hear you. I push it again, it'll mute.
Can you hear me now?
No.
I can't hear you.
Okay.
No? Okay. Now, that should just solve the echo problem, right?
Okay, but if I'm channeling, I don't know if I can navigate the mute.
And there's still an echo.
Okay, well, now she unmuted. I'll tell you what, when you start to channel, I will turn off the speakerphone. I'll mute myself here. Okay? As long as one of us is muted, we'll be okay. And Hive can watch it. He can mute us, too, if he can figure it out. Okay.
You want to stop the recording and restart it?
We already started it.
I know. Stop and start again.
March 12th, 2014, Wynn and Terry in downtown Los Angeles. We moved. We're getting closer to Arizona slightly. And, it's very interesting. You know, the Elohim talk about how the geometries to all work, and that what I get is that when we move our location, even a little bit, you know, from one place to another, we get into a routine where we anchor the energies in that location. And then we're at a new location, and then we have to anchor there. And then today, we left North Hollywood, and we're in downtown L.A. And, you know, just taking care of mundane things like returning the rental car and preparing to go, you know, to go back to Arizona. And so, you know, we're just about getting settled here in a new motel in downtown L.A. And I think we're settled. Are we settled, Terry? Yeah, pretty good. So we'll get started. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on the line, and any negativity be taken to the highest levels of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present? Can't hear you.
Can you hear us now?
I hear you, yeah.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. And we move into the lower density plane of the earth, and we are available for connection. We are here for each and every person that wishes to be connected with. And we do not come over the telephone line or through the computer. We come directly to you. We see your individual soul signature. We see the light with which you are yearning for connection, and we are available. Do you have questions?
Yes, I'm going to open it up with a question tonight from myself. And it has to do with some of the early information that we were having.
Closer to the mic, Wynn.
Pardon me?
Come closer to the mic.
Talk closer to the mic?
Yes, could barely hear you.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes.
I hope we don't have phone problems here. Could you hear Terry okay?
Yes.
Okay, I'll try talking closer. We know our planet is involved in a shift. And early on, when I say early on, I mean like 2003-2004, we were asking many questions about the nature of that shift. And there were things that were still being determined that wasn't sure how it was going to turn out. And of course, one thing is the Earth is moving into a higher density, supposedly 4D, and that those people that were open, had their hearts open, slightly more than half, would move with this new Earth, so to speak, and the people, other people, would be moved to another planet in another star system. So we're now like 12 years after, 10 to 12 years after that conversation. And I would like to ask, what is the progression of that in this time right now compared to the information that we got in 2003? Thank you.
Thank you. We take a look. It has to do with where you are in the solar system at that particular time, where the solar system is in relationship to the galaxy at that particular time. The stars and the relationship of the stars to Earth is shifting. And it has brought the individuals into a different configuration. There have been areas where the energies have been difficult in the relationship to the human race and the relationship to Earth and the moving of Earth into the releasing of energies, the releasing of volcanic activity, the releasing of tectonic energies. These all play together. The trajectory of Earth is similar to where it was in Roman times at this time, and it is bringing forth repeating energies from that arena. The energies are repeating even individuals within the Roman era are at this time repeating cycles in current times. Earth is moving to a different area within the galaxy. These are making higher frequencies as Earth is bombarded, as the whole solar system is bombarded by an increase in energy in its trajectory. This is raising the Schumann resonance, and the individuals are relating differently. New souls, reincarnating souls, coming in to the Earth has to be of a higher frequency to get through. As individuals are moving through their life cycle, their growth has increased. The number of experiences, the magnitude of experiences, we indicate because of the internet, because of increased communication, the connection has strengthened between people. It has also made people more difficult in that the connections, being between cultures of different beliefs, has made it more difficult for those people to interact, and their growth has increased. As far as a new earth, moving to a different earth, we see that that is still in progress, and that things have been delayed, the track, due to the growth of individuals, has timeline-wise been delayed due to also the Earth in its connection with mankind, the bringing forth of oil, the bringing forth of coal, has changed, shifted the weight of different areas of Earth, and it has delayed some of the changes. Working with individuals and their growth has a prime importance, and to allow individuals to go through this growth cycle has opened up a new time. Does this help?
Yes. A question is, this process of the Earth shift, is it going to be continuing to be gradual in a way that we're not going to necessarily notice an abrupt cliffhanger where suddenly we could say, boom, it all shifted? Or is there going to be some kind of obvious something that people notice?
There are potentials for a sudden shift of the Earth crust, such as it's happened before, wherein the glaciers shifted the weight of the crust and moved the crust. In the movement of the crust came the ice ages to areas that were not frigid previously, and shifted the ice caps further south. There is still the interplay between Earth and the solar system and the galaxy, and the spinning of the Earth that could cause a crustal shift. If this occurs, then the changes would be sudden. If this is postponed, then the suddenness will be postponed. It could be postponed quite a long time. Eventually, we do see a crustal movement.
Thank you. Let me make sure. Hi, are you understanding, Terry?
Yes, good.
Did you say yes?
Yes. It's only your line is a little low volume.
Okay. My phone is going in and out, but Terry seems to be okay, so I wasn't sure if she was going out. Okay. That was very important. I hope when people are doing the weekly review, they highlight that answer. Because people want to know the potentials.
Speak up a little bit, Wynn.
Pardon me?
Speak up a little bit.
Speak up a little bit?
Yes, good. Yeah.
Hang on. I'm going to try stepping outside if my signal is a little weak here. Let me see if it increases, gets better again. Okay? Actually, maybe I better not. Can you hear me now, Hayes?
Yes, good.
Okay, I'll just speak up. All right. Question from Dwayne. And his question has to do with just a moment. Hang on. Dwayne, it seems that Dwayne is experiencing shifts in his body when he's doing healings on other people. And particularly, he's feeling burns on his wrists. And he's asking, at what level does this occur? And perhaps I should ask, is this a necessary thing to occur for him when he is doing healings?
Thank you. There is a release within the muscles in this area of toxins from the muscles. Notice when you are doing it, if it backs off when you have done it for a while. You may work upon yourself on your wrists for a while and see if this will release enough toxins, which burn when they release, that you can then work on others. Be careful not to subject your wrists to too much repetitive movement. If it changes from burning, as if there's toxins being released, to a hurting, as if you are overtaxing your muscles, then you need to back off and to sit with the pain and let it dissipate before you continue. You can notice the difference between those two particular things. Become sensitive to how your wrists feel in different circumstances. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a question from Marinda. She has submitted it a couple times, and I think I want to make some comments because I'll read the question, I'll make some comments, and then I'll turn it over to our sources for the answer. I am new to these calls and resonate with them a lot. I am grateful for them very much. I know you have more questions you could address on these calls. I was surprised when my question was not addressed. I specifically named me by name last Wednesday at the call and asked me to resubmit it. Stranger still is the fact that you actually took a few words from my question on your pre-Wednesday email when you sent out prior to the call, letting us know it's going to be covered. This week on the same email was mentioned, so I thought it was mine. Yet again, it was not asked, addressed at the conference call. I would like to ask other questions. Could you please comment? I just copied all of that, and I don't have a question. Okay. Marinda, here it is. Here's your question. Let me address that question first. First of all, this is somewhat seat of the pants. We are not funded. We have to put these calls together. And I'm really busy. And I find time every week to do 3 calls a week because I know it's important for certain people. It's helping them stay centered and focused, and somebody cares. But it's not like it's my job. If it was, if we were, you know, getting paid to produce this and do this, I would spend more time on each call. I just don't have it. I have to prioritize myself. So sometimes I make mistakes, and I'm rushing through. You know, it sounds like we have it together. But we just got into a motel room, and I compiled the questions. We got in at 5, and I'm rushing to compile the questions, send out the email, and believe me, it can be a crutch. The other thing is that I'm going to read your question, but I remembered when I read it, it felt like you were addressing something that was really important to you, and I wasn't sure if you understood how big and amazing the things are that are happening on our planet by what some people call the negative. And you addressed a small part of it, and I'm not sure you're aware of how big the negative is working to put people in fear, contract them with chemtrails, with HARP, with potential wars, snooping on people's privacies, drones. It's amazing that we are handling things as well as we are as humans in the midst of all this, okay? And that, let me read your question now, saying that. I just got back from traffic school where I protested a traffic violation of $500 and I had a clean record. The rules and laws around traffic violations have radically changed over the last few years and are consistently and alarmingly in favor of the courts and against the civilian. Citations are unreasonably inflated, for one, but also unscrupulousness seems to have become commonplace. For example, the traffic division has arranged with the private producers of street cameras to profit off of each ticket. I've heard 50% goes to them. This is a major change in what traffic and the Justice Department mean to the people, allowing private companies profit off of civilian traffic tickets. This is huge, yet no one seems to really to object to these unjust and brutal changes of the law. Why is no one protesting these abuses? The state finds it okay to raise fees astronomically, in order to make up their deficit deficit and to allow private companies to profit. They require one to prepay your ticket if you do want to take it before the judge. They eliminated the no contest option, blah, 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 blah. This means that a single mom, say, for example, working a full-time, low-income job experiencing economic hardship cannot even ask for a reduced fee any longer. She is forced to pay a ridiculously high fee without recourse, no matter the consequences to her or her family. I was one of these today, and the judge did not even reply to my request to reduce the fee because, as I explained, it is excessive and I am experiencing economic hardship. He denied any kind of reduction with the silence and rush off. At the same time, many more fees are instituted and the old ones are now triple. Our police force is becoming less and less humane in general, as is our government and legal systems. Double standards and hypocrisy abound. We are becoming a dictatorship and a police state. I am challenged with this. I find I am driving in fear for it. If I make one little error, I might end up with a huge fee I cannot pay. I do not want to live in fear, feel like a victim, or feel bitter at our legal and law enforcement. Can you please help me put this in a higher perspective? Thank you. I want to say, Melinda, you know, aside from the traffic ticket system and the police, there are so many huge things going on our planet right now, that dropping toxins from chemtrails that can make people sick, putting things in water, having GMOs in our food that supposedly can cause cancer. I mean, you know, there was a time that people thought they cared about us, the ruling powers. But Michael Jackson wrote a song, "They Don't Really Care About You." And I think that we are being forced to look at that fact. We have to figure out how to care about ourselves and how to care about the people we care about and help each other the best we can. Because at this moment, I don't think we can expect equity or fairness from the top down. I hope it happens, but it just seems to be getting worse. So I have compassion for your situation, and I'm going to turn it over to our sources and let them make their comments. And thank you for your patience.
Does she say what city she's in?
Let me see here. Her area code is 415, so seems to be in Northern California, San Francisco, general area.
Thank you. We take a look and we see that you are not alone, and your sentiments are duplicated by many, many members of families. And we also see that those sentiments, when they are gotten into the press, into the public, are duplicated and eventually are listened to, as Phoenix has taken away their camera system, as LA has eliminated and Pasadena has eliminated some of their cameras. The sentiments which you express and feel are felt by many, and the camera system in general, as it progresses through its initial stages and moves past flows into its working stages has not worked in such cities as Phoenix. Therefore, keep expressing your sentiments. Find ways to blog. Find ways other people that agree. And eventually, they may also see that it is not the best way to control traffic or to increase their coffers. As individuals, in attempting to follow the rules and avoid the traffic fines and cameras, create sometimes accidents in a quick attempt to stop or otherwise react to the cameras. That is our answer.
Thank you. Thank you, Miranda, for your patience. And there's, you know, it's like I'd like to be able to say that we can fix everything and they can fix everything, and it hasn't been my experience that that's possible. And there's been many times in the history of the world and the history of the galaxies that grossly unfair things occurred. And it's group like ours that can make a difference. But we are only one small drop in the mass of humanity at this point. So we have to prepare ourselves and also reconcile the fact that this is one lifetime in many, and that your life is not going to end when your body drops, and prepare yourself for the best possible future in your future lifetimes so you can handle the worst-case scenario. And here, this is a question from Julianne Rael Dukes. Again, Julianne did not give her city, okay? I'll read this, and for sources, one of resubmitted with the city of the location, I will.
What is her last name again?
Julianne, hold on a second. Julianne Rael Dutch, D-U-C-H, okay?
She's in San Diego.
She's in San Diego. Okay, thank you. Thank you, guys. All right. I have recently taken on a big responsibility of owning a commercial building which belonged to my parents. Can you please tell me if this is my destiny? Will I be successful, or should I sell it to do something else? I have been told through another channeling of my deceased mother that my parents are cheering me on and guiding me. Can you please tell me if this is indeed true, and will I be successful? My goal is to be able to help others in need, if and when I am profitable. Julianne Rael Dutch.
Thank you. We do not take your course of action and say that it should be this or that. However, we look at the joy that your family is experiencing by having you pick up the responsibility for the building. We see it as an opportunity. It can go many ways, and you can create within a certain range of how it goes, how you use the building. One thing to be careful of in the economy is to make sure that the individuals who come to use the building are worthy of it and are carrying their load of responsibility. So this would entail the correct, the discerning, checking in to who is using the building and how well they are managing their own part of this. We see that it is something that you can use creatively and can move in many different directions depending upon what you are connecting with and you are desiring. We see it could be something which would bring you on the path to more security. We see your co-creativeness with the aspects of the building will determine its ultimate success and whether you see the potential for your advantage in continuing and in selling or in selling. We do not see to make quick decisions, but to base your decision on who is working and who will be the potential for tenants in the building, the potential for development of the building. And we see that it will take some time to get grounded in how the building fits into your life. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Don Herman, and he's asked this a couple of times. We haven't asked it, so we're asking it tonight, Don. Could the sources comment on the ego? Where does it come from, and what is its function? Is it the ego that causes most of our troubles and unhappiness? Could the ego be viewed as a form of parasite? Thank you.
Thank you. The ego is responsible for much of the troubles of mankind. And when one gives up the ego, one is able to see more clearly all aspects of a situation. When one is determining the aspects of the situation by an aspect of the ego, then jealousy, then possessions, then greed, factors that can send a life overbearingly in one direction without consideration for others that may then ruin chances for future development and chances for what they really wish in their life. Ego is very hard to set aside when one sees that there is an upset in a certain thought line, a thought pattern. One then may take a moment and observe and see if it is overpowering jealousy, see that they wish their path to be the prevailing path and not considering any other path and creating the destructiveness to unilaterally make their own path come out on top, which they then may at a later time be very sorry for. It is hard, and sometimes an individual needs to go through very great change within themselves to set aside the ego. So if one experiences an attack of ego, one can simply set or try to set it aside for the time being until the curtness, the crispness, the sharpness of it has some time to pass, and it makes the ego easier to deal with.
Thank you. Next question is from Robert Travers, and he asks about chaos in Ukraine, and is there a way that the Ra group or the Elohim group can do any kind of intervention to help with this chaos, and help it from getting worse? And then he asks, who is the negative energy that is feeding off all these poor Ukrainians who are in fear and scared of what's going on? Can you put these 44 million people in the light? Bless all in this group, Bob Travers, Chico. Thank you, Bob, for caring.
Thank you. We see that when there is such a situation as in the Ukraine, that it has been precipitated. It has been fanned. It has been brought to boiling point by unseen influences. And it is with those influences, not with the reactiveness of people, that the true cause is existing. So when one puts it in the light, to put the people in the light that are reacting to what they see is unjust and unfairness, but then to look farther and for the individuals who are fanning those flames, to take a good look at those people and do not wish them success, but wish them overview that they may be exposed into the open and their duplicity can be viewed. And again, to put the people who are the recipient of the dualistic fanning of flames by other groups that are silent, to put the people themselves in the light as they're merely trying to follow their heart.
Thank you. This is from Lori Lee Scott. Lori Lee. And she is in Lori Lee Linden Station, Wisconsin. I have been told from a psychic reading that my self-preservation is off the charts. Is this the same as ego? It's interesting, we have two ego questions. is this self-preservation the same as ego? Is it good service to others or bad service to self? Self-preservation of oneself to be of service to others, self-preservation of oneself, I think she's saying, it's self-preservation, you have to preserve yourself to be of service to others. She answered a question mark. She doesn't like having her picture taken. Is this part of self-preservation, of not leaving the mark of the ego in this lifetime? Thank you. Lori Lee.
Thank you. We see those as two different, totally different matters. We see ego as more reactive. We see self-preservation can be very, very good and doesn't need to let others, keep others out of the equation. For when one preserves oneself, then one is able better to serve others.
Thank you. Okay, we are at 6:55. Just take a minute to just bring our energies together. Hold the space for a peaceful transition on our planet, for greater awareness, for peace and harmony and compassion and truth. And reduction of natural disasters, allowing our planet the opportunity, and so many people on it, to discover their higher nature in this time of incredible shift. And if I didn't ask your question tonight, please submit it again next week. And thank you all so much for being here, and we'll see you on, some of you, on Sunday. On that note, I'll let the unmute, and we'll hear you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Love you all.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good train ride.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Steamroller. Thank you.